Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
All right, LB.
Yes.
Here is a 978 text. Please tell me why, when I try to be flirty throughout the day with text messages to let him know that I am all horned up for the evening,
yeah,
does he not respond and leave me hanging?
Well, when you get home, do you guys get randy and get after it?
I mean, I don't know. I guess he just say he's working. He doesn't want to be bothered by a bunch of text messages.
Guys aren't most men. I got to believe like 95% of all men are a one text a day kind of guy.
That's it, right?
Like my text every day is the smoochy eyes.
With the hearts in the
emoji,
eyes?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're out of man town. You send that one?
And then that one. And then I go morning smooches. I go the heart eyes. I say morning. And then the emoji with the kiss, apostrophe yes.
Yeah.
And then I use the poop one with apostrophe yes, because Will always finishes his sentence with poopy.
Yeah. And that's it. You only need one text a day.
Your kid.
Leave him alone.
See you when I get
home. Right? Leave him alone. Here's a 904 text. Where's that from, Danielle?
904 is...
904 text.
Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Florida, not like the rest of us. Thank you for listening. How do I bring up wanting to have a sex marathon, quote unquote? Sex marathon.
With just your guy or with what?
I think it's just with...
GB.
Maybe she feels uncomfortable bringing it up.
I've never understood. How can you feel uncomfortable about sex if you've been with someone for
a long period of time?
I mean, you know, if you're just starting dating, I get it. But if you've been with someone, just say, hey, you know what? I want to get her done 4 or 5 times today.
I fell in love with my gas station attendant. I've been seeing him on the side. He's amazing. I want to leave my husband, but not my kids. I'm not sure how to do it. I mean, this is really
I don't know if
out
this is a
realm.
Segment for LB.
This is like, this is really inside your mind.
Well,
it's not inside the male mind.
Basically, I mean, you're not going to be happy. The best thing you can do is you're going to have to lawyer up.
Yeah.
And
lawyer up.
Is that who you want? Yeah, is that who you want to be with for the rest of your life, the gas station attendant guy?
Mm-hmm.
I would ask him what his future plans are. If he wants to be a career gas pump jockey,
right.
I might rethink my situation.
And does he want, is he down for the instant family?
Well, there's a lot. There's so many questions to be asked right here.
Right.
I mean, I think you're just liking the crazy sex with the other guy.
978 text, my ex and I broke up 6 months ago. We still hang out a lot, talk often. Wow. Past few months, we spent every weekend together doing couple-y things that we both initiate. A few weeks ago, we slept together for the first time in 6 months, and now my feelings are obviously growing. I don't want to push or pressure him, and I don't want to make assumptions, but it seems like he's making the effort, however, is in no rush to commit or change the situation.
Right, because he likes his situation. He likes having his freedom.
Right.
And he likes being, you know, he doesn't have to have too much of you.
Yeah.
And then once he has too much of you, you guys are both going to go back to the reason why you broke up in the first place.
Yeah. You're giving him the milk. He's not buying the cow.
Exactly.
He's got somebody to go to things with if he wants to go to
right?
the right.
Right. And
is
he
that
can,
kind of what's going on there?
Somebody else on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
He can Netflix and chill a couple of days a week without you.
Here's a great question on wording and phrasing. For men, is there a difference between exclusively dating and being in a committed relationship. The two seem to be the same to my friends and I, but there are some men that we've dated who make the distinction. So in other words, they want to be, they're willing to be exclusively dating, but they don't want it to be called a committed relationship.
Right.
There's a difference, right?
Yeah, they want the best of both worlds.
Right. Well, but they're not seeing anybody else. They just don't want to commit to the relationship.
That means he can go to Florida for 4 days and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in the date mode, you don't have to feel guilty about, you know what? I'm not making dinner tomorrow night. I'm going to the Bruins games, right. you know, with Richie.
Didn't you disappear for 4 days once on Annie?
Of course. I disappear for 4 days all day.
Many times. He disappears all the time. 781 text as we go inside the simple male mind. Why would a man go out for drinks and stay over but not make a move?
not me or my friends. That's a weird one for me. Mm. Maybe he's being respectful.
Yeah, maybe he's being
respectful.
Yeah,
maybe he got a nice guy. Maybe he's not a hoe.
Maybe he's not attracted to you.
Maybe he's not interested in you.
Yeah.
Drinks. Right? Well, he stayed over.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to drive drunk or get an Uber. The more you know.
Yeah. I mean, normally you would think drinks.
That's a weird one for
he's
me.
Staying over.
A drunk
he's,
guy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not interested in you.
For cocktails and some vittles, I think I'd get some sex out of you.
Maybe wanted you to make the first move.
Oh, maybe.
Give him the green light.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Want
maybe
you to should. Consent via the app?
Yeah. Maybe. Let us know. Yeah. Was there a petting zoo or?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I told my side piece that we can no longer see each other. And since then, he's tried harder to see me and seems to be way more lovey-dovey.
Of course.
Why?
Well, because he's losing something that's awesome.
Right.
He likes, it's a whole lot more than a side piece to him. You're his girlfriend. And again, in his world, he's got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because when you're back with your husband, he's out with somebody else. And when you want him, it's all good. So, you know, he's doubling up.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah. Right.
Right there.
Exactly. Here's a 337 text. Where's that from, Debbie?
Louisiana.
My wife wants to swap partners with a coworker.
Oh.
The guy's wife is really hot. Mm-hmm. Should I be worried? Well, wait a minute. Which
sounds
is
like a Ray Donovan scenario with Hank Azaria's character.
Is this from a guy or not? We're going inside the simple male mind. When she says the guy's wife is really hot. Okay, so I think what she meant to say is my husband wants to swap partners with a coworker. The guy's wife is hot. Should I be worried? Is my husband
that's worst case scenario. You go in and you have
you a, do a swap yeah, once you, and you then they're the in love and you're done, right?
She's better than you in the wrapper and
yeah.
It all goes down. You know, when you're doing the swapping and the threesomes and the foursomes and you got to just prepare for worst case scenario.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you think you're okay with it until he comes home and goes, oh my God, she was amazing. That was unbelievable. The greatest sex I've ever had. And boom, you're crushed.
Yeah. And next week she's moving in, you're moving out.
Yeah.
Right. And your experience, and then you swap and your experience is not good.
Like here's a 508 text. My boyfriend has a fantasy of watching me with another man.
Oh,
this seems to be growing in popularity.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Cuckolding?
Yeah.
Cuckolding.
It's weird.
I think it's just that everybody's talking about their stuff now and 50 Shades of Grey was out. So people feel like they can express themselves without being looked at.
You think
like
it was
a weirdo.
Always going on?
Yeah.
Well,
he claims that it's because he wants me to experience sexual things that I can't do with him. I'm worried that it will ruin our relationship in his mind, will it?
Yeah, now, if the guy sends you through the roof and he's way
even
better.
Though the guy's saying he wants to watch her.
It sounds like a good idea to him right now until the other guy is giving you your third orgasm and And you know, the jealous gene goes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be a pretty special guy to be able to get through that and let it go.
Here's a 508 text. Oh, no, sorry. 781 text. I recently started a FWB, friends with benefits relationship, with a man 15 years younger.
Whoa.
Ooh. Great sex.
Somebody's fired up over there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I really like him, especially in bed. Mm-hmm. Could this turn into a real relationship, or is it always going to be an FWB?
Yes.
It never turns into never turns into the real relationship.
Yeah, when he gets back from Newport, you're his weekday automatic.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to explain. Do you guys go out? Do you hang together? Or is it just the sex?
Yeah.
You know, like, is that what happens? He picks you up. You guys go for a couple of cocktails, something to eat, and, Fridays, and then back to your place for a romp, and then he's up and gone in the morning. And
You know what the deal is, right? Hello, Mark.
Greg, real life wife swap story. A guy that I know, him and this other guy were hanging out a lot, and just out of the blue, they just changed wives.
And both married the other women?
Yep.
There's like a Major League Baseball player who did that, and there was a movie about it, I think. Or was there a book about it?
I think there was a movie about it.
Yeah. Nobody knew anything about it, and then just all of a sudden they just changed lives. It was just
very
the
strange,
most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
What about Biden's kid?
Oh God,
hooking up with the wife of his brother who just died.
The brother's widow, and he's still married, right?
Leaving his wife for the widow of his brother who just passed away.
That sounds like a long, like, unrequited, like, something happened a long time ago, and they were just waiting for something to change.
You mean instead of staring at the turkey and the stuffing, he was staring at something else across the Thanksgiving table for years.
Wasn't he also investing a ton of money into professionals?
Yes, he was.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
You know what's coming next?
Allegedly what?
Sex addict.
Well, yeah, he's going to go to sex rehab.
It's not my fault.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I am looking for FWEB, friends with eggs Benedict. And I would be, I will join you in that. Also happened to Shania Twain. That's correct. Shania Twain's husband fell in love with the wife of a couple that they were best friends with, hanging out with all the time.
And then
didn't work out for Shania, though.
Yeah.
No, it didn't work out for her. Just worked
out for
her.
She did not feel like a woman.
She basically gave it the, I'll show you. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Look at me now.
Blew up in her face.
774 text as we go inside the simple male mind. My husband, who I love to death, is a slob. Isn't not cleaning up after yourself a bit childish? How do I approach him about it?
You can approach him, but it's way too late. House is out of... it's romping in the pasture right now.
I mean,
the only thing you can do is not pick up after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, once he runs out of clothes, I don't know what
just let everything get messy and see if he ever does anything about it. Just
slob him out.
Yeah, you should just be a slob yourself,
right,
and
that's
then
what
see.
I'm
yeah, see if it, yeah.
Slob
okay,
him out,
and that's not childish,
right?
Having a slob off.
Well, if she's tried everything else, just slob it up.
That's great.
When is the best time to tell a new guy that you're dating that you have slept with one of your guy friends in the past?
Oh.
I want to tell him because all of my friends already know, and I don't want it to come out later on down the road.
Just tell him. You're an adult. Come on, people.
You can't be friends with him, though, anymore.
She's not going to be able to be friends with her guy friend because they slept together. Really?
Right.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's jealous, dude. That'll never work.
Mm-hmm. I think you run the gauntlet. Just tell him. You're going to find out. You're going to find out what kind of a guy he is. I mean, instead of running around, you might bring out qualities that you don't like that would probably save you down the road if you got married or you wouldn't waste 2 years with the guy.
Here's the how long Do I wait for the proposal thing? I'm 26. This is a 508 text. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. We live together. Uh-huh. Everything about our relationship is amazing, especially the sex. We've talked about marriage multiple times, and he always says he can't picture his future without me in it. When will he stop dragging his feet and ask me to marry him?
Oh, God, you're 26. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'd relax. Everything's going great. You've only been together 3 years. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't done anything by 30,
yeah,
that's 7 years. Then you maybe hold him to it. But you've been with him for, you know, 7 years. So what are you going to do then? Just kick his ass to the door? And now you're a 30-year-old. Looking to get married.
So just keep waiting.
Which seems desperate. So
hang in there. Just hang in there.
Roger that. I love you. Roger that.
Roger that. 978 text from a woman. My girlfriend and I were going to do a little swap with our boyfriends over the weekend. I was down to hook up with my friend's guy, and I've had a crush on him forever. I'm sure my friend was also down with hooking up with my boyfriend. However, when we were all in the room getting warmed up with our significant others, my friend's boyfriend finished ultra fast.
Wow.
Which ruined the entire situation.
Come on.
They ended up fighting over it and leaving.
Ugh, awkward.
Did he do that intentionally to not hook up with me, or should I pursue this event a second time?
Wow. I mean, why would you want to pursue it for a second time? The sex is only going to last for about a minute, 3 minutes, and you're back with your boyfriend in the other.
I mean, is this what people are doing over the weekend while I'm watching Dateline? Yeah, I mean, exactly. What is... don't these people get upset that they're missing Dateline?
Seriously.
On a Friday or a Saturday night?
They're going to be on Dateline.
I mean, my Lord.
How uncomfortable was it for the guy that finished early? Yeah.
I know. He had to walk, change pants and leave. And I mean, my God.
The panic. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Touch me. Oh, you touch me.
Let's see. I'm getting married in 3 months, but my fiance and I have not had any physical contact in 5 months, obviously meaning sex.
Yeah.
Am I making a mistake?
Explain that to me one more time.
They're getting married in 3 months, yes, but they haven't had sex in 5 months. So is she making a mistake?
Well, did you choose not to have sex?
It doesn't sound like it.
A major red flag.
Yeah.
Not a chance. Like, did the guy just cut you off without even telling you? And why? How have you not talked about it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not ready to be married if you can't even talk about sex.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 781 text. My new husband reads my journals that I still occasionally use. Mm-hmm. Do you have a journal, Danielle? No. Are you a journal?
No, I'm too paranoid that someday they'll get stolen and released, and all of my lonely cat lady memories will be put out there.
Well, that's that's what this is about. I have some journals that are 10 years old. I was single for a long time, and thinking about him reading through some of what's in there makes me feel, well, naked.
Yeah.
Am I thinking too much about this? Why does he want to do it? It makes me super uncomfortable.
Well, if you're why do you even have the journals anyway? Why are they not packed away,
locked up where he can't find them? But she should be able to.
If it's making you uncomfortable, yeah. But anybody reading your prior, you know, he's insecure. Number one, I wouldn't, you know, he's doing homework to figure out, you know, how come you don't do reverse cowgirl with him, but you did with Jimmy in 1999. Right.
Maybe he's trying to investigate if you were ever in love with somebody else. Or
it's just going to end badly, I think.
978 text from a woman. What are the new boundaries for dating a coworker? I work with this super attractive guy, and I can tell that he's into me, but I'm not sure if it's acceptable to make the first move.
I think you'd probably be psyched, but I will tell you the new as well as the old boundaries for dating a coworker, according to the mind of Deidre, don't do it.
Don't
dip your pen in company ink. It's so uncomfortable if it goes south.
But what about people who've met at work and fallen in love and
that's great. What do you know, three of those out of 5 million?
Well, I think it happens.
Well, so what if you break up, you don't like each other?
Then
going to work is
it's so uncomfortable.
Everybody has people at their work that they don't get along with.
Yeah, but people that have been, like, you know, on your body, it's different.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Your show's Thursday. Well, set up a, you know, you make the first move, set up a, go to a Bruins game.
Yeah. Take him to Newport, a texter says. Well, just take the guy to
that's
Newport.
That's an automatic winner.
Right?
4 days in Newport. Yeah. You're awesome. In love.
All right. So you think she should go for it even though it's work?
Of course.
And she should she be the initiator?
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. And
okay.
Like I said, just
what's the best way to initiate that?
Well, like,
what's
a guy want
her? What's a guy want her to say? Go for drinks? What does he want to say?
Number one, when you do it, make sure that nobody else is around.
Yeah.
And just say to him, fine, you know, if, obviously you guys have chatted. You know what he likes to do.
Yeah.
You know what he likes to eat.
Let's go grab some food after work today.
Just go to a Bruins game. Go to a movie.
No, not a movie. Well,
then there's the weird drifting knee thing. Yeah. You don't know whether you should touch each other. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure for a first date.
You set that up before when you go for a couple cocktails before the movie, and then if you find you're not getting along, like the good thing about going somewhere is to an event or like a Bruins game or a movie, if you're not getting along with them, if it didn't go the way you expected it to go, it's not uncomfortable. You're not trapped at a bar. You're not trapped into hurting someone's feelings. You got something to watch. You know, you chat it up. It's very non-committal. And then the next day at work, you're just like, hey, thanks for the nice night out, but I don't think it's gonna pan into anything.
All right. Well, that's inside the Simple Male Mind. That happens on Mondays here on the Hillman Morning Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.